All Cincinnati was shocked to learn that Gene Shepard, Hamilton County's first esoteric disc jockey, is planning to leave. And so tonight, the publishers of Claptrap bring you the hitherto unrevealed story behind this move. Shepard marches on. Sometime after the turn of the century, a child was born to poor but honest parents in Hammond, Indiana. Spectators came from miles around to see the infant. The infant said only... To which one spectator said... Today that infant is Gene Shepard.
Who was the guy who said...
Guy Lombardo. Shortly after Marconi invented radio, Gene got on the air with his double conversion super heterodyne with crystal filter and built-in heterophile, AC model. But realizing the limitations of such equipment, Gene sought employment at a local radio station. Gene walked up to the manager and said,
And there you sit. You don't realize that I've got what a late-night audience has been waiting for. Look, Mr. McKeister, I'm esoteric. I cater only to triangular people. I'm the first one to know when the red ball is up for skating.
And so Gene Shepard was hired. Gene's first assignment was a down-to-earth type program.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is Uncle Shep with a whole passel of phonograph records that air real pretty. Let's play one.
Is my goodbye to you, sweetheart, in a friendly...
No, that wasn't for Shepard. He was looking for something different. He tried still another show.
And once again, Fig Newton's Fishery brings you brickbats to a bum neighbor. With music especially recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
No, that wasn't it either. Gene Shepard intended to be a disc jockey of which there was no witcher. Finally, the day came. The mailman made a mistake in his deliveries one day, and instead of Gene getting his copy of the Saturday Review of Literature and Dick Tracy Comics, he got a copy of...
Downbeat!
Yes, Downbeat. There he read about Kenton, Shaw, Armstrong, Norman Granz, and Bix Beiderbecke. This was it. Shepard had found his style. He haunted all the old record stores buying collector items and returned to the radio station to put on the new Gene Shepard show. Well, you know the rest. The first time his show moved to a restaurant, the place was packed. Well, who said with people? People said he was going places, and believe me, he did. Yes, sir, dance bands became passé, and instead, people danced to Shepard's records. And that's it. And all we have left to say is...
Now old Shep is gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a wonderful home.
Well, you've heard our story, sir. What do you say about Gene Shepard, the disc jockey?
What do I say? I say boo to him and boo again.
Thank you, Walter Phillips.